Hello, podcasties. This is Dr. Sean Stringer, and you're listening to Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, the podcast to educate, inspire, and empower you to add more years to your life and more life to your years. This podcast is for educational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice, nor does it replace the advice of your doctor. Today's episode, medicinal mushrooms. And no, I'm not talking about those ones you got in high school from the cow pasture. If you want to know about those, you have to talk to my brother. Sorry to call you out, bro. Not really. Payback's a bitch. Anywho, one food source that has been thoroughly researched in its role in immune stimulation and cancer are medicinal mushrooms. This amazing food has the ability to complement chemotherapy and radiation therapy by countering several of the side effects of these modalities, including nausea, bone marrow suppression, anemia, and lowered resistance. Now, what I'm about to say will be highly controversial, and I don't care. In my opinion, you're better off doing the shrooms and not the chemo and radiation. Chemo and radiation killed my first wife, and it does with, as it does with like tens of thousands of people each year, and it doesn't work, and I will discuss that in future episodes. But let me get back to the mushrooms. The following mushrooms have shown powerful immune boosting and anti-cancer activity, including blocking the formation of tumors. And these mushrooms contain polysaccharides, substances that increase the immune defense by enhancing the function of macrophages and natural killer cells. Now, those are the special forces cells of our immune system. So the first mushroom I want to mention is turkey tail. A 7-year clinical study funded by the National Institute of Health and jointly conducted by the University of Minnesota and Bastyr University in Seattle found that freeze-dried turkey tail mushroom had a dramatic impact in boosting immune function for women with stages 1, 2, and 3 breast cancer and also contributed to tumor shrinkage. Maitake. Now, this mushroom, also known as hen of the wood, has been found to inhibit tumor growth in human clinical trials. It's also been found to increase the production of interleukins, neutrophils, T cells, and macrophages while decreasing the side effects of chemotherapy. Shiitake. Now, this is my favorite mushroom to eat. A 2015 University of Florida study showed increased immunity in people who ate a cooked shiitake mushroom every day for 4 weeks. By comparing blood tests obtained both before and after the experiment, researchers saw better functioning immune cells and reduction in inflammatory proteins. Reishi, the mushroom of immortality. Now, I drink this in my mushroom coffee every few times during the week. Reishi mushrooms contain both beta-glucans, a type of polysaccharide that's demonstrated anti-tumor and immunostimulating activity. Recent findings indicate that reishi mushrooms may increase natural killer cell cytotoxicity against cancer cell lines. They also may protect against radiation damage. Lion's mane. I also have this, but in a different mushroom coffee. Lion's mane mushrooms have been demonstrated to stimulate natural killer macrophage activity and also inhibit what's called angiogenesis. Now, that's the development of new blood vessels. And this contributes to the reduction in tumor size. It was also discovered that when the mushroom was combined with chemotherapy, with a chemotherapy drug, doxorubicin, and otherwise drug-resistant human liver cancer became treatable. Now, cordyceps. Also have this one in a different mushroom coffee. Evidence shows that cordyceps is an immune modulator with potentiating and suppressive effects on both innate and adaptive immunity. Now, it enhances the activity of natural killer cells and has been found to initiate T cell responses against microbial pathogens and tumors. So it is in my opinion that unless you have an allergy or sensitivity to these fabulous fungi, medicinal mushrooms should be included in your diet to enhance your immune function. I know for a fact they are more promising in the management of cancer. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Well, that's it for today's episode of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. It would be really fungi, I had to put that in there, for me to see that you rated this podcast and shared it. Also, contact me at the show at anchor.fm/doc. Tell me what you liked, what you didn't like, and what you want to hear more of. Tell your friends and family about me. Don't keep me in the dark like my brother's magic mushrooms. Got you again, bro. And one last thing, thank you for listening. I'm grateful for you all. Until next time, I'm Dr. Sean Stringer. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.